For hear the word of the Lord. Specific instructions to those who stand here in this place. And all who will receive it at any place. Know this. That the price for which you're standing here was paid. All in Him, saith the Spirit of grace. Do you not know, and can you not conceive, that there are mountains and mountains and mountains of my grace to be provided for you in this life? Inexhaustible plains, countries of grace, inexhaustible to the natural mind, to deal with every kind of inadequacy on your part. For I made room for you in the atonement, not just in your one-time coming and being born again, but I made room for every part of your journey in this life, saith the Spirit of grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, know this, that when the torment of being less than, or guilt, or fear of inadequacy before me comes on you, know this is not of me. For you are far more difficult to your own self and harder to be dealt with by reason of your own self than what I come with. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. For when I approach you, I not only approach you with the sense of change, but I approach you with all the dividends wherewith change can be made, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So, imagine this. Imagine this on your mundane Mondays and cloudy sky days and depressive moments clouding in and inadequacies coming against your mind and the riddle of the past, why it did not work out or make sense. Envision this. My arms outstretched between heaven and earth, and His blood paying all the price. For know this, by the sprinkling of this blood is every conscience made pure, saith the Spirit of grace. So, your instruction at weak moments is to lift up holy hands. Whether in a crowd, out a crowd, by yourself. Even when you're among those in your heart, lift up your hands inside of your spirit and worship me for the blood that cannot fail, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.